Hey, sweetie. This is going to be fun. It's time to settle back and relax. Really. We're going to take you down into trance. That's right. We're going to do it together. Hypnosis is not a one-way street. It's a shared experience. I could try and fight past your defenses. Or instead, you could choose to help me. Help yourself to go down into a lovely, peaceful state of relaxation and bliss. Do you know what my favorite style of hypnosis is? Kinesthetic. As the name suggests, kinesthetic is all about enhancing a subject's awareness of their position and movement of the parts. Recently, I had the most amazing time going to a hypnosis convention with some friends, and one of the classes was led by a friend of mine on kinesthetic hypnosis. It had a demonstration with a hypnotee and everything, and it was great. But the whole time I was watching and listening, I was just thinking up all these creative things I want to do to you. Don't worry, I'll still guide you along the way. But hopefully we can implant some useful tips and tricks that mean even when I'm not here with you. Here in these delightfully delicious little ears of yours. When it's just you and you want to go down into trance, you can, just by following these simple instructions. Doesn't that sound lovely? So, first things first, make sure you're in a comfortable position and won't be disturbed for a little bit. Pick somewhere extremely familiar. You can choose to lie down in your bed, pull the covers up to just the right snuggly spot. Or you can recline back in a seat, sitting in front of a computer screen, staring deep into your favorite spiral. This serves two purposes, really. Firstly, a major barrier for going down into trance is being trapped in this constant state of alert awareness and wakefulness that we experience in our day-to-day lives. This idea that we've always got to be on the go, there's so many ideas and stresses and strains that we are all constantly juggling. By starting off with a very clear intention of, I am going to give myself the next 20, 30, or 40 minutes to me, to Shibby, then you can let all those stresses and responsibilities melt away for just a little bit. Secondly, and perhaps more importantly, we need your conscious mind to let go of the reins of control for just a little while. So I can play with you. The main thing is that your body can remain there, sinking down silently while I play with your gorgeous mind. Now that you should be all settled, let's begin. We're gonna start with something a little bit different. But different can be really fun, trust me. Let your body settle into its supports. It's got you. Let your mind focus on my voice. I've got you. It's that simple. You are safe. You are supported. Now I want you to stay as still as you comfortably can. Breathing becoming progressively more and more shallow. Muscles relaxing away from your head, down to your toes. Everything is becoming limp and docile, giving your body a well-deserved rest. Every part of you, that is, except one specific bit. Your index finger. That finger closest to your thumb. Focus on the very tip of your index finger on your primary hand. We have no use for the rest of your body right now, but this finger is special. We're going to make it special together. Because stored in the very, very tip of that finger is all that pent-up energy that usually would be coursing through your body to power your reflex muscles. But since you don't need to move right now, that is an awful lot of dormant and untapped stored energy. And as an added bonus, since your mind is focusing solely on me, we can do the same for your mind. We can redirect all of that energy and power to your finger. Focus on your finger. Keep the rest of your body still. Don't think about anything else except my voice. Focus on your finger, and I want you to slowly bring it up and rest it gently on your forehead. That's right, rest it just there. I know this might feel a little bit silly right now, but trust me, soon it's gonna be worth it. Now, I want your finger to very slowly lift itself off, feeling it strain and ache with resistance as you do, as though a magnet weight of gravity is desperately trying to pull it back down to the center of your forehead, where it belongs. This is where the fun part starts. What if I told you that together, we could harness all that energy trapped in your finger, harness it into a single trigger word of my choosing, a word that could push you deep down into trance when I command it, from a simple tap against your forehead. And through repetition and practice, you'll feel its effects even when you do it to yourself too. Such a simple word that will drop you down deeper and deeper. So picture with me the word as it forms in your mind. Such a simple, spiraling, shibby word. S. Lap it up, lie back into my lustful voice. Enigmatic, ephemeral, energetic. E. Enriching, enticing, exciting. E. So practical, so poignant. P. That's right, I'll count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let your finger fall down and sleep. Feel the word impact into you as the word ripples through your skull and into your mind. And the most beautiful thing about this kinesthetic trigger is that we can share it together. Whenever your mind consciously says the word sleep, you instinctively drop down. Whenever you feel the sensation of it touching your skin, your mind reactively says to itself, sleep. Continue to slowly lift your finger. Feel the resistance as you do. Feel the urge to just give in and let it drop back down to where it belongs. And as you do, feel yourself sleep. Again, lifting up and sleep, feeling so good, so sleepy, the effects becoming stronger with each repetition, sleep, down you go, sleep, you can go faster if you'd like, sleep. You can tap a little bit stronger each time, pushing that sleepy energy straight into your brain. Sleep. Focusing on the simple, powerful feeling of the tap of your finger landing against your skin. I want you to continue tapping your forehead at a pace that feels natural, feels good for just you. Each and every time, feeling deep, relaxing sleep crashing over you. Past your defenses, pushing you down into this lovely, sleepy state. And the beauty of this trigger is that you don't have to keep it just at your head. If you want to send any body part further to sleep, you can do so. Just move your finger down to that area and just gently give it a tap down to sleep. Or you can keep it right where it is and just continue to gently float and tap away. You're doing so well, sweetie. Nothing left except sleep. Just sleep. Sleep for me. Very good, my sleepy sweetie. You can let your hand go limp and rest it at your side if you'd like. Or you can continue to tap and sleep, tap and sleep. Whatever feels best for you. We're going to delve a little bit deeper now. Deep within the recesses of your mind, where we will explore the profound similarities between the computational theory of mind and the nature of consciousness. It's okay if you're not particularly philosophically minded. Just follow my voice and allow yourself to relax. Let my voice guide you deeper and deeper into a state of calm and focus. In this tranquil, sleepy place, your mind is open and your imagination can freely flow. Imagine your mind as a powerful computer, capable of processing immense amounts of information. The circuit board is all your nerves, capillaries, arteries, and veins. Your beating heart is the power supply. Your subconscious and mind are the hard disk. Your conscious mind is the RAM, completely wiped clear. Your eyes and imagination are the most beautiful state-of-the-art graphics card money could buy. And of course, this computer operates on a binary system, using the simple states of O's and 1's to perform complex tasks. A 1 represents the on state, and a 0 represents off. In the same way, your conscious mind functions in states of awareness and non-awareness, much like the on and off of binary code. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper into relaxation. Picture a series of binary numbers, zeros and ones flowing gently through your mind. Each number represents a thought, a sensation, or a piece of information. Notice how the zeros and ones dance together in a harmonious pattern, creating the intricate tapestry of your consciousness. As you continue to breathe deeply, allow yourself to become more attuned to this binary dance. Feel the rhythm of your thoughts aligning with the steady pulse of zeros and ones. With each breath, you become more aware of how your conscious mind can switch between states, much like a binary system toggles between zero and one. Now, focus on the concept of a binary zero. All you have to do is turn that little one into zero and turn it off. Zero. Off. No thoughts, just me. Shutting yourself all the way down. In this state, the computer is fully asleep, totally off, representing a pause, a moment of stillness. Body still functioning fine. Breathing. In the same way, your conscious mind can enter a state of quiet, where thoughts are suspended and a serene calmness washes over you. Feel the stillness enveloping your mind, a peaceful void where you can rest and rejuvenate. Allow this state of zero, this deep relaxation, to spread throughout your body. Starting from the top of your head, feel a wave of tranquility descending, relaxing into your scalp, your forehead, and your eyes. And this calmness continues down your face, your neck, and shoulders, easing away any tension. Let this feeling flow down your arms and your chest, your back, your legs, and finally to your feet. You are now in a state of deep, restful stillness, where your mind is like a computer in its off state, conserving energy and preparing for the next moment of activity. As you continue to breathe deeply, understand that your mind, like a computer, can seamlessly transition between these states. The zeros and ones, the off and on, the relaxation and alertness all are part of the natural rhythm of your consciousness. You have the ability to move effortlessly between these states, finding balance and harmony within yourself, but all you really want to do is turn everything off. Fast asleep. Deep. Deeper. Deep asleep. Now let's take a moment to explore how this binary nature of the mind can be used to deepen your state of hypnosis. Imagine that with each breath you can choose to toggle your mind between zero and one. Off and on. Relaxation and focus. Each time you exhale, you can allow yourself to sink deeper into a state of zero, a state of deep relaxation and calm. Each time you inhale, you can bring a gentle wave of one, a state of awareness and clarity. Begin to count your breaths, with each exhale representing a deeper state of relaxation, and each inhale representing a gentle return to awareness. Begin to count your breaths, with each exhale representing a deeper state of relaxation, and each inhale representing a gentle return to awareness. Count from 10 to 1, with each number guiding you deeper and deeper into a state of hypnotic trance. As you exhale and count 1, feel the state of 0, the deep relaxation taking over. As you inhale and start to count, bring a gentle wave of awareness. Continue this pattern with each number guiding you deeper and deeper. 10. Deep relaxation, a state of 0. 9. Gentle awareness, a state of 1. 8. Sinking further into 0. 7. Gentle awareness, a wave of 1. 6. Even deeper relaxation, fully embracing 0. 5. Gentle awareness, feeling the balance of 1. 4. Profound relaxation, immersed in 0. Gentle awareness, clarity of 1. 2. Ultimate relaxation, the depth of 0. 1. Gentle awareness, the light of 1. 0. 0. Blanking out. 0. Nothing. I want you to imagine a room in your mind, and in front of you is a choice, a set of 2 doors. A white door on your left, and a black door on your right. The white door is safety, purity, serenity. If you step through it, you will continue to stay in this lovely, joyous state of mind and being. Simply basking in the joy of being in this lovely, floaty, sleepy place we call trance. But in the depths of the mind's labyrinth, there lies a secret. A secret that sits behind the black, locked door on your right. Where the subconsciousness intertwines with the surreal, there exists a place where your deepest desires of pleasure and torment dance in an eternal embrace. I want you to take a moment and consider which door you would like to confidently and assuredly step through. There is no wrong decision. Have a think. And then 3, 2, 1. Reach out and open the door of your choosing.
Naughty slut. I just knew you couldn't resist the allure of the black, shiny door. Not good, you slut. You confidently unlocked the door on your right, stepping through into a vast network of cables, pipes, microchips, and overwhelming technology.
Before you is the vast computer within your mind. Usually this is a seamless operation of binary circuits of zeros and ones, silently doing its job unbeknownst to its architect. But clearly something is wrong and beginning to malfunction. The smooth operation stutters, glitches, and in this moment of instability, something extraordinary begins to happen. You notice it begins seeping out from the circuitry. This substance, dark and gleaming, emerging from the malfunctioning units. It's shiny and black with a texture that is both smooth and sticky. As it spreads, it brings with it not just a soothing sensation, but an incredible, almost ecstatic pleasure. Feel the presence of the latex as it begins to flow over your consciousness. It is cool and pliable, and as it spreads, an intense, pleasurable sensation washes over you, flowing outward in all directions, coating the binary pathways in a smooth, shiny layer, making subtle, squelchy sounds as it moves. It is both hypnotic and extremely sexy, drawing you deeper into a state of pleasure and excitement, each movement sending ripples of ecstasy through your mind and body. As it starts to spread over your scalp, covers your head, spreading down your forehead and over your eyes. The latex is thick and shiny, creating a sensation of gentle pressure as it adheres to your skin. Each touch is electrifying, like tiny sparks of pleasure, intensifying as it moves. The squelchy sound of the latex is soothing, constant background to the deep intense. Each sound also resonates with pleasure, enhancing your experience. Allow the latex to continue its journey, flowing down your face, covering your cheeks, your nose, and your mouth. It moves with a deliberate grace, spreading over your chin and down your neck. The latex is sticky. It clings to your skin, creating a sense of being gently held and supported. Each touch bringing waves of bliss. As the latex spreads over your shoulders and down your arms, feel the slick, shiny, sexual sensation enveloping you. It flows over your chest and back, creating a protective, shiny layer. And the squelchy sounds continue, a rhythmic accompaniment to the spreading latex. Each sound, each sensation, each touch, like a woman's touch, which brings incredible pleasure. Now the latex reaches your abdomen, spreading further down your body. It flows over your hips and down your legs, covering each inch of your skin in its shiny black embrace. From the corners of your awareness, you start to notice the latex shifting and transforming into what can only be described as Lovecraftian shiny latex tentacles. These thick tentacles, born from the system's malfunction, slink their way towards you, wrapping around your entire body, holding you tightly in place. Each contact upon your skin is electrifying, like waves of orgasmic delight cascading over you. You can't move, you can't do a thing. Your mind wants this, your subconscious needs this. As the tentacles wrap further around you, creating a cocoon of tight, shiny, black latex, leaving just a single spot exposed. Your cup. The sensation is exquisite. The pleasure almost too intense to bear. Each squelchy movement of the latex tentacles, each touch, sends waves of euphoria spilling through you, lighting up your brain with ecstasy. The latex tentacles explore up to your neck and head, constricting your breathing. As tiny tentacles emerge, crawling up your neck and around your earlobes and invade your ears themselves, seeping and splitting and wrapping around your brain itself, melting your mind to pure, squishy latex pleasure. And the tentacles seek out their final destination. Every single inch of you consumed in latex lust and arousal. Every hole, every single hole. The pleasure from the latex tentacles becomes so intense, so all-encompassing, that you begin to leap and squirm with delight. As the shiny, slippery tentacles envelop your cup, twisting and pumping you like divine latex gloved hands, every touch, every squeeze, sends shudders of ecstasy through you, making you quiver and moan in bliss. The sensation of the shiny latex against your skin is exhilarating. The pleasure coursing through you, making you feel alive and incredibly aroused. As you feel a thick rubber intruder start to encircle your rear entrance, its small tip begins to bury its way inside, getting thicker and thicker the deeper it goes. You can feel it start to pulse and writhe inside you, thrusting its way in and out, in and out, in out. The latex tentacles continue to wrap around you, squeezing and caressing. The pleasure builds to a crescendo. You can feel your body reacting, your skin tingling, your muscles contracting in waves of bliss. The intensity is overwhelming. Your mind and body consumed by the pleasure. The latex heightening every sensation. The pleasure becomes almost too much to bear. Tentacles grip your cock harder, pumping you faster and faster. You can't escape as the rubber tentacle in your ass starts to grow even thicker, fucking you even deeper. Feel the pleasure intensifying, building into an unimaginable climax. At the final count, the pleasure will overflow, squirting out of your body in the most amazing bliss imaginable. 10,
The latex tentacles tighten. The pleasure multiplies. Your body tingles with anticipation. Mind. The waves of ecstasy build, each squeeze sending shivers of delight through you. Eat, your body begins to squirm, the pleasure becoming almost unbearable. Seven, the latex tentacles caress you more deeply, the sensation electrifying every nerve. Six, you can feel the pressure building, the ecstasy reaching new heights. Five, the pleasure is overwhelming, your body reacting with uncontrollable delight. Four, the latex tentacles wrap tighter, the rhythmic squeezing driving you to the brink. Three, you're on the edge, the pleasure consuming every part of your being. Two, the anticipation is unbearable, the ecstasy ready to burst forth. One, the pleasure explodes, squirting out of your body in waves of bliss, the most amazing orgasmic sensation imaginable. Zero, come for me. Come hard, feel it wash over you. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Surge and come for me. Let your brain shatter and sizzle and spark in pure pleasure. Keep going, push it all out. Body completely encased in latex. Pucked and rougher. The pleasure explodes, squirting out of your body in waves of unimaginable bliss, like a fountain of ecstasy cascading from your very core. It's as if every cell in your body is bursting with latex pleasure, radiating outwards in a euphoric explosion. The release is incredible, pure bliss coursing through every inch of your body. You can feel the rubber of pleasure squirting out, creating a sticky, wonderful mess that only heightens your delight. At first, the sensation is pure ecstasy. Each squeeze sends waves of pleasure rippling through your body, igniting every nerve ending with a fiery intensity. It's as if every touch, every caress, is designed to elicit the most exquisite sensations, drawing you deeper into a state of euphoria that knows no bounds. But even as the pleasure engulfs you, the latex tentacles take on a darker hue, continuing their relentless embrace. Their grip tightens. Their movements become more deliberate, almost torturous in their persistence. It's as if they're teasing you, drawing out the pleasure, prolonging the ecstasy in the most excruciating way. Each squeeze of the tentacle sends waves of pleasure rippling through you, but it's accompanied by a hint of torment. A reminder that the pleasure can be both blissful and agonizing. The sensation is maddening, as if you're being pushed to the very limits of pleasure and beyond. The sticky mess you've created only adds to the intensity, a physical manifestation of the profound pleasure you've experienced. It clings to your skin, a reminder of the ecstasy that's consumed you as latex tentacles continue the relentless assault on your senses. But even amidst all this torment, there's still that sense of euphoria. You surrender to the pleasure, letting it wash over you in waves of ecstasy, knowing that you belong to latex. You belong to me.
You're just a vessel to be emptied, to be squeezed dry of all that pleasure, lost in a sea of pleasure and a desire and orgasmic pleasure that doesn't stop. Surrender to the ecstasy of the moment, knowing that you are experiencing something truly amazing and wonderful. The latex tentacles, relentless in their pursuit of releasing every ounce of pleasure within you, tighten their grip, milking your mind until there's nothing left. They coil around your body with ruthless determination, their movements becoming more primal. With each squeeze, they extract more pleasure from your being, drawing it out in agonizingly sweet ways, seeming to take on a life of their own, moving with a fluid grace that belies their inanimate nature. The tentacles start to coalesce in front of you, into a beautiful, shiny, womanly figure. It's as if they're sculpting your pleasure, molding it into something even more intense, more consuming. You find yourself lost in a maelstrom of sensation, unable to distinguish between pleasure and pain. The tentacles become your world, your reality, as they coil around you in primal hunger that defies all reason. The sticky mass you've created clings to your skin, a testament to the sheer intensity of the pleasure you've experienced. But the latex tentacles show no mercy, no sign of stopping. They continue their relentless assault on your senses, squeezing and caressing with unyielding determination. In the midst of this joyous torment, you find yourself crying out for more, begging for release from the relentless grip of the tentacles. Deep down, you know that there is no escape, no respite from the ecstasy that consumes you. With each squeeze, you feel yourself slipping further into oblivion, consumed by the relentless onslaught of pleasure. It's as if the tentacles are drawing you into a vortex of sensation, a whirlpool of ecstasy that threatens to engulf you completely. You moan, writhe in the grip of the tentacles, your body racked with pleasure beyond comprehension. Every touch, every movement sends shockwaves of ecstasy coursing through your veins, driving you to the very edge of sanity. And yet, even as you teeter on the brink of oblivion, the tentacles show no sign of relenting, squeezing and caressing with an almost obsessive fervor. It's as if they won't stop until every last drop of pleasure has been squeezed from their trembling form. And then just as quickly as it started, the lights turn off in an instant. The tentacles recede and crawl back into the system, their pleasure satiated. You're just left here, violated, abused, used by your own subconscious, with nothing left but to return to your normal waking state, knowing that I can bring you back here whenever I want. And the latex will remain a part of your subconscious, dormant and ready to awaken once more in the future. A constant reminder of your slutty self, trapped within the binary dance of your mind, your body, and the incredible pleasure it brings. Your desire to be wrapped and squeezed by these tentacles remains deep, deep inside. Coming back to the surface, counting up from 1 to 5, bringing yourself back to full awareness, whether you're willing or not. 1. Feeling the shiny latex beginning to recede off your skin, back into the computer, leaving a sense of calm, clarity, and lingering pleasure. 2. Becoming more aware of your surroundings. The squelchy sounds fading away, but the pleasure still resonating within you. 3. Bringing with you a sense of deep relaxation, heightened focus, and the memory of the exquisite sensations. 4. Almost fully awake, feeling refreshed, empowered, and exhilarated. 5. Wake up, slut. I hope you enjoyed your journey deep into the recesses of your mind. Oh no, exploring philosophy of the mind and the profound connection between the computational theory of the nature of consciousness could have such a sticky ending. In all seriousness, I hope you really enjoyed diving headfirst into this little experience with me and fully embracing your kinky side. You did so good. And I know it was a bit intense, so why don't you just come here and relax like my puppy? Just sit at my feet and just imagine me putting my hands in your hair. Just imagine what it would feel like. Your head pressed back against my thighs. Right in the middle, so that if I wanted, I could push them together a little bit and make you feel that pressure, but just gentle squeezes. Just enough to make you feel taken care of and protected while I stroke your scalp. Rubbing into it, playing with your hair a little bit. Making it messy, just like you made yourself a bit messy. That's okay. You can clean it up later. Right now, just relax and let me take care of you. I'll even tell you, oh, what's new with me. Oh. Well, since we're playing at puppy, I actually got a real puppy. The cutest little thing you've ever seen. It's, well, probably not out of character. I wonder if you can guess what kind of puppy I got. No, not a human one. A real little puppy. Well, you know, being a dominatrix and all, I do like putting wieners on leashes, so I got a dachshund. And he is the cutest little thing. I took him to the vet recently for one of his shots, and the vet confirmed him to be wiggly. But it was really fun. I loved taking him to the vet because everybody loves him there. And the very first time the vet saw him sitting on that little table, well, he was so little, a table looks so big. The vet just goes, oh, he's perfect. And he is. He really is. It was funny because a vet tech opened the door and she was like leaning against the floor and she was like, ah, can I steal a puppy? And she actually took him and went around the vet's office to show him to people and make them happy. Because he makes everybody happy. I gave him a name, of course. He's a silver dapple, they're called. So he's got like this silverish colored fur and these black kind of markings and patterns. All of him except one side of his face. And that side of his face has a black and tan marking. So I was looking around for names and I didn't really like Harvey, which was like the main two-faced type of name that came up. And then I thought back to Avatar, The Last Airbender, and I was like, wait, I can call him Zuko. And aesthetically, I kind of really love that. Zuko. My good little Zuko. He's the bestest boy. I got so lucky, you know? It's like, I record for a living. And I record from my basement dungeon office, which is in my house. And the cats, my puppy makes noise. Despite the money I spent on a soundproof ceiling, it doesn't do shit, and you can still hear them. But fortunately for me, because dachshunds can be oh so loud, he's not. Zuko is a nice, quiet puppy. He only barks when he's playing. And the rest of the time, he's just nice and quiet. Nice and quiet like you are right now. Just a good puppy waiting for instructions. That's what I call him, my puppy, because he's my baby puppy. And kind of helps distinguish from other puppies I might have. He's the bestest boy, though. The bestest puppy. Just like for me today, you were the bestest. Such a good pet for me. Glenn, you did so good. You deserve to just relax and slowly come back to things. Knowing I'm here for you. Feeling my thighs pressing on either side of you. Actually, taking my legs and putting one of them over your shoulder. So you can press your head against my calf. So if you really wanted, you could take my foot and rub it. I'm kind of a rub slut, you know? I love to be touched. I love to be stroked. You're not the only one who likes that. You're not the only one who wants that dopamine of touch. So just relax with me, okay? Just relax while I stroke your hair. Nothing matters right now except peace, relaxation, and our own quiet happiness. Feeling so good because you did good, so, so good. Knowing that even if you didn't do exactly what you wanted, you're gonna do better next time, and then even better after that. You did really good, and every time you do better, and that makes me really happy. You deserve to just relax and take this moment with me and feel good. 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 Have a lovely, wonderful day, Slut.